The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 15th of June, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And as you can hear already, we are switching it up a little bit this morning. Maybe I was inspired by Bristol Wines and Cellars just now with what such a wonderful show, like creative. That's the sort of conversation that inspires me. So I had to run up here with a couple mango and see if I could sneak me a morning mango and sparkles. But unfortunately, they didn't have any sparkling bubblies in the studio. They will be all right, and I will be all right. I don't know if this is a rule for everybody in the Hasty Hannah Tynes clan, but for me, I am not allowed to drink until the sun goes down. That doesn't mean I'm not allowed to receive gifts of alcohol before the sun goes down. I just not allowed to drink before the sun goes down. That's a little bit of self-moderation. And I want to encourage everybody to consider, to think about the ways in which we can moderate ourselves or areas in our lives where we could do a little bit more moderation. And on that note, I want to remind Bahamians that turning right on red is a traffic offense. You can receive a ticket for turning right on red. You are not supposed to do it. I don't want to say it's illegal because that may encourage you all to do it more. But the police are supposed to stop you and fine you every time you do it. It is illegal to turn right on red. And I imagine that at some point in time when we actually have real substantive and functioning traffic laws and enforcement and control mechanisms, that a public service driver, someone that drives a commercial vehicle or drives a taxi or a livery vehicle or a tour bus or a limousine, that they would be restricted from holding a license of that nature if they have too many turning right on red offenses on the record. I am not going to call any plate numbers this morning. We are trying not to embarrass people. We are only trying to moderate behavior. But the things that some of y'all, if shame is what it will take to cause you to behave in a way where you are less likely to kill people's children, then maybe shame is what we are going to have to use. Also, talking about shame, in today's Tribune, there is a headline. It confuses me. It confuses me greatly. Is it The Guardian? It's just a terrible headline. 37-year-old accused of unlawful sex with girl. Listen, 37-year-old accused of unlawful sex with a minor. In The Guardian, the story is man on child sex charge denied bail. In the Tribune, the headline is slightly different. But I think the most important part of the story is this. The Tribune headline reads, 37-year-old accused of unlawful sex with girl. How old is the child? The child is 10. The child is 10 years old. Why are we calling it unlawful intercourse? Why are we not calling it rape? Rape is what it is. There is no intercourse. There was not a miscommunication over dinner or their aperitif, right? They didn't get in separate cars. There was no intercourse. This is rape. It is a 10-year-old child. How is it that we have allowed the law to evolve to this place where we call what is rape sex with a 10-year-old unlawful sexual intercourse? Takes me to another headline. Monroe expresses concerns over number of people on bail being murdered. He says there's always a concern when you have a class of persons who are the subjects of homicide. I wonder if that same concern arises when that class of persons are LGBTI. Or are women and girls. Anyway, we're switching it up today. It's Wednesday, but it's going to be a Culture Wednesday. Over the last few days, the media has been filled with critique and rebuke and chastisement of the Speaker of the House. People expressing from outrage behavior in the House. A number of people have reached out and said they didn't quite understand my critique. While I thought the Speaker could have engaged differently, her critique could have been different. Her demeanor and her temperament could have been different. I think that the response to her behavior is disproportionate and hypocritical and does not align with the political culture that we have seen over the last 20 to 30 years. But what troubled me most is like people were waiting for the opportunity to jump out of the woodwork and attack this woman. And I say attack, I use that word. It's almost as if the FNM were waiting, they were waiting, they were waiting for, wait till we got the right issue, wait till we have something sound, then we could attack her. I would say to the FNM that you have far more things to concern yourself about. The possible by-election looming. And when I say possible, here's what I mean. No, Mr. Gibson at this point in time is not required by law to resign or to give up his seat. But perhaps he is required by ethics and morality to follow the precedent set by one of his colleagues, Dwayne Sands, who resigned for far less. And when I say far less, while Adrian Gibson is, of course, innocent until proven guilty, it appears as if Dwayne Sands took a hit for something that he didn't even have the authority to do. But what a wonderful precedent has been set. But before I go too far off, this critique about the Speaker, it troubles me. It troubles me greatly, particularly coupled with or seeing the public commentary that has flowed since the initial commentary from the FNM. And so today, as we talk about what's in the news, we're going to talk about what's in the news. I'm not going to take you, you know, your open show from you. Today is not Thursday. We're going to be playing music, Bahamian music, about bad Bahamian women. I mean, because y'all really believe that Bahamian women is bad. We hear that song, the first song we play to open the show is Matilda by King Eric and his knights. Matilda, she take the money and gone. Matilda. Anyway, since y'all think only the Speaker is a bad woman, I'm going to show y'all all the bad women. Bahamian history. Bahamian culture, at least. We're going to talk about it. We can talk about the news too. Play some, get into some stories. I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, I said we're talking about Bob, but I've been talking about Bob woman married. You remember Mary Down Bain Down, who somebody knocked Mary down?
Yes, sir.
And Pat Mary so bad, Mary so bad, you know she don't take no mess.
That's right.
But and then you got my cousin, yeah, we had a fellow named Eric Mins from up in Canada. I write that song, but that girl up in Fox Hill, that Fox Hill girl, ready to get married.
Yeah, now look here, I have Fox Hill girl on the list, right, Sparky? But I don't know if she's a bad gal in the same way they want to suggest that Bahamian women's is bad gal.
No, that was my aunt's sister. That my mother's sister, her name was Esther Mins.
Okay.
She grew up on the corner of Camp Road and Shirley Street where the big green building is now in the corner, I think, of the photography shop.
Uh-huh.
Right on the exact corner of the corner of Camp Road and Shirley Street.
Okay.
She grew up there, you know, she was the oldest of three sisters. There were plenty of guys. It was Aunt Esther, then my mother, then Aunt Ruth.
Okay.
Aunt Esther used to ride a bicycle, and she had moved up into Fox Hill and met a gentleman up there. They used to call her Esther Tech. New property through a track road, right where they got Frank Duncombe Road now.
Okay.
True, that it used to be a track road, and my mother used to take us up there every Sunday to see Aunt Esther in her yard. Nothing was ever clean. She had this little hut like. But then there you had more dillies and all kind of plum, all plum, scarlet plum, dillies, tambra, you name it, it was an FDR.
Now, Sparky, I need examples of bad women. This sounds like a good woman.
I just was running a story there.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say, and give me a moment, just to move from the topic to congratulate somebody that's doing some good work. Mr. Doyle Burns and Derek Smith, retired photographer from tourism, and retired government employee Doyle Smith. Every day they've been in the eastern area around Yamacro and everything. Them and neighbors around in Vinton and so forth, they've been busily cleaning up the beaches and the verges and so forth as a community effort.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to congratulate Doyle and Derek them when they go out in the morning and do their walking. And they've been complaining that they'll clean up today. And the morning they come back, Bahamians are some of the nastiest people we have in the world. They would see the place clean, intentionally dump bags of trash just there during the night.
Yeah.
And the same thing down here in Pride State where I maintain the park. You would clean that park, pick and span, the verges on the side of the road, and somehow in the middle of the night when people are sleeping, you go there first thing in the morning and there's bags of trash that they're going to put in the garbage bin. Where the garbage truck come around there at least twice a week and clean up.
I asked
the Bahamian people, stop being so nasty.
Absolutely. And it's not just that. I'm coming to you right now, caller. For those people who are receiving contracts for constituency landscaping maintenance and from beaches and parks and beaches, you're getting paid to collect trash and take it to the dump. Not to collect trash and take it and dump it on private property. On verges, on track roads. People are documenting this action. You have a good government contract and you're going to waste it, that opportunity, because you don't want to take and pay for the garbage to go to the dump? Come on, let somebody else get that good job, man. Anyway, and now you have me playing these songs about bad woman. You know, woman is running, well, let me not say that. I was just about to say, if a woman was running the company, it wouldn't have happened. But that ain't the case. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Miss Green.
Yes,
but you want to talk about bad women. They want to talk about these bad government, man. Who doing this, socialism for the rich, man? You know, like this. I never heard of this Grand Bahama Health Center Development Company before. That the government is giving this money you know what I mean, to build this private hospital. Come on, man. Who the board are, you know what I'm saying, and them type of thing. I want to follow that money. Because, you know, they don't want to build social housing, but they, you know what I'm saying, but they trying to build a private hospital. What's going on with that, man?
It look
these
like
bad governments, man.
It look like we need a FAA, like a FIAA, a Foreign
we
Investment
need to have some
Asset.
Transparency.
asset assessment. Yeah, absolutely. Actual transparency.
So, Ms. Crane, what are we going to do with them,
man? What we're going to do is we're going to make them obsolete. We don't need them to police themselves. We're going to invest in creating the mechanisms necessary to police them.
Ms. Crane, how could you call yourself a progressive party and I never even hear about this company, a private company. They're seeing Grand Bahama Public Hospital, health hospital.
Oh, boy, listen.
What's going on, y'all?
I agree with you.
They're trying to stock this with this, what you call it, this senator thing and this embassy. But like, watch me now. These embassies are the ones. What's the job of Bombardier, though? To deal with the foreign policies of a nation, economic and all.
Mm-hmm.
These people, they always traveling and thing and doing foolishness with our money. Come on, these ministers and thing.
Right, listen, this is a tricky one. But I agree with you. Listen, I agree with you because it's a similar situation with the Ministry of Education, right? You see two articles, I think yesterday or this week, coming up basically from the Ministry of Education. The first one is in the Tribune, schools stay away as thousands drop out, right? And Minister Glenys Hannah-Martin says thousands of students have still not returned to campuses since schools were reopened during the COVID-19 pandemic. And she goes on to say they need the minister called for all hands on deck to address the issue. But in the other article is entitled Education Studies to Examine Students' Performance. And in this article, what's indicated is the ministry has allocated more than $2.5 million for two studies to examine students' performances in mathematics in the Bahamas and the factors contributing to their underperformance in the public school system. $2.5 million they're going to spend on that, on two studies. Meanwhile, they're missing thousands of students. Some of the reasons the students give for not being in class is that they could not access the virtual platform. It was inaccessible. Or they didn't have the resources, the platform, which I imagine means either they didn't have electricity, they didn't have connectivity, or they didn't have a device, or maybe they didn't have a place to live. All things that could be solved with money, even if only temporarily. Some of them more permanently. And for me, so it's the sort of same thing. How do you justify spending, close to $10,000, a piece of furniture, for an ambassador, a temporary position, right, in a foreign country, while students are telling you that they want to go to school, but they can't because they cannot access school. They cannot access your platform, and you have not figured it out yet. You have not fixed it. Or they don't have tablets, but you got $2.5 million to go spend on a study. We need to figure out how to turn governance back to its essential and core principles, which are providing not just adequate but safe environments for citizens to develop and live and work and play and enjoy themselves and engage with the rest of the world. That's what your job is. Your job is not to run an economy and be the people be damned. The Bahamas is more than an economy. It is more than a set of treaties and legal documents. A country is the people. But see this thing about the political class? Politicians can do what they do with ease, without a guilty conscience. If they forget that the country is made up of people, if they think that the country is just made up of economies and laws and policies, and buildings and meetings to attend, then they could do that. But if we bring them back to the center, that first it is the people, then the guilt gonna hurt them as they continue to flaunt and disregard those that are at the core of the country. Anyway, producer, let's play another song. Surprise me. Surprise me. Sparky already mentioned Fox Hill Gal and Baintown Woman, so we don't necessarily have to play them. But I got a list of songs about women that Bahamians just think that are bad, man. Just bad women. This is Ronnie Butler and the Ramblers, Native Women.
This is when they start to fight all day long and into the night, licking one another with pan and pot, and they fought one another with rock. I say, I know them long time, them people is mine, the women are fine as long as you stay alive. Policemen come to break up the fussing. One blow with a conch shell in his head. He must be the policeman there. I say, I know them people is mine. The women are fine as long as you stay in line.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Miss Lyle, Miss Lyle, why you carry on so? What a lot of people are you gossiping for? Where you just get the sweet news you hear? Oh, man, oh, man. She big and fat with no tie around, she big, yeah. Believe you me, she got open and start to bed.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green, and we're switching it up. It's a bit of a Culture Wednesday with a whole bunch of news in between. So I got some texts here we're going to get to. First text says, good morning, Erin. The garbage people have decided they aren't taking my garbage anymore. I have a house and renting a room for income because things hard, and they said it's complex. It's a complex, and they refuse to take it. Okay, so as far as I'm aware, the rule is that the complex has to have three, I think, or four or more units to require a private. So I don't think what would amount to a duplex, right? Because it would have to be a duplex. It would have to be visible from the outside, that there are two separate units. If you're just renting a room, how would the garbage man know that you have another, like another semi-commercial space? Yeah. What I have heard, maybe that's just what they are saying, or maybe that's what they've been told. So what we've been asked to do is, if you are experiencing a disruption, a delay, or a complete stoppage of garbage pickup, here's what to do. You're going to call Environmental Health and let them know. You're going to call your MP, and you are going to let them know. I wanted to say you're going to call the Ecology Park, but I don't think that's how it works. And what you're going to do then is you're going to also keep your eyes open to see which trucks are servicing your area. Once you identify the company, you're going to message them as well and indicate to them that there is an issue. It may be just a clerical issue, like the people who are setting the routes and the schedules think it's a complex, right? Think it's a duplex, or it shouldn't be a part of the service, but that's not the case. Now the text says, can you recap what the caller said about bad women? Because all I see is bad men. They don't understand their responsibility as a man anymore. No, the caller didn't say anything about bad women. What I said was, after the myriad of responses to the series of incidents with the Speaker of the House over the last week, I felt compelled to examine Bahamian music and see if I could get a sense of why it seems as if we don't like women in this country. I found a whole bunch of songs about bad women, women who do bad things, or women that we think are bad, or women that we are concerned about. And I say we can play some of this music today, maybe to inspire more thought, to make others aware that while in 2022 we don't have a lot of music about it, Bahamian artists have been singing about these things for decades. I mean, we got some George Simonet on here, decades. But let me get to a caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
The song said, bad women make good men.
In my heart healed, you know I got that on the list.
Okay, then.
You want to hear that one?
Yeah, man.
Definitely, producer. We got to play that one today.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Caller, we got another caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine, thank you. Listen, can't we have some song about women? Any of them about bad women?
No, I don't think so.
No way.
I mean, because Juicy, Susie, she was just Juicy. And the other girl, I mean, she just was buying out Miami every other week. That's all. Okay. I mean, you know, she thought she could have shipped a car on Bahamas Air, so she put the car in the box. That's all.
Yeah, I think that would make a bad.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Okay. They're saying the lady with the garbage, or the person that reported about the garbage being not collected.
Yes, ma'am.
Those garbage persons, some of them now, what they do is they want to get you to tip them.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that experience where they said there was more than, there was two garbage bins, and they said, oh, no, they couldn't care because it was a complex. But I know the rules. I told them that's not true.
Yeah.
So because they think they're trying to get you to tip them, they will use that excuse against you.
If
you don't know no better.
I got you.
Yeah, so you have to be very careful with them.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'd love to hear one of those KB songs.
Okay, I got you. You know what? I have to do a whole day of KB because KB is just prolific, man. KB is just amazing. KB is like Eddie Minnis or Ronnie Butler, just catalogs. But thank you very much. So, producer, when we go to play another song, we can play The Garland or Bad Woman. But let me get to a couple texts. Great show as usual. When I become PM of the Bahamas, the people in the Bahamas will have to walk at least 2 years into my first term until y'all grasp the concept of how to and how not to drive on the road. I'm dead serious. Yes, I think we... When the Ministry of Transport put a moratorium on the creation of more driving schools, I thought that was a good thing. We need to create proper regulations and enforcement procedures for driving schools. We need to start at the beginning. Children, young people are learning poor driving habits and practices, they learn in them. If I tell you all what my drive instructor did to me 30 plus years ago, y'all would burst out laughing. Whoever approving these driver's licenses have to be considered by the Privy Council, the voice of the voice. I is agree with you there. I am agreeing with you there. Miss Green, I love bad women, especially if she is nice looking with a good shape. No strings attached. Without them, many men would not be able to experience some aspects of adulthood. Hats off to the bad women them. Sometimes, you know, I think that we practice classism, right? Like the things we attribute to a bad woman, sometimes those are the things that our mother had to do to survive, right? Why this conversation is so important to me is, can you imagine that people who are now in the political class, because they had a mother that some of us would call a bad woman, or they had a mother who sold hot dogs to put them through high school and help them get through college. But they now in the political class, enjoying the things of that class. But dare to be lower than them, or perceived to be lower class, or perceived to be such a person that they could never elevate themselves from the lower class, as if the lower class is something to be elevated from. That's why. Anyway, let's get to this caller. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Good morning, Mr. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay. Do you have that song, the old favorite song of mine? Some of mine's Bad Woman, Make Good Man, Sleeping Policeman, huh?
Yes, we get that. Listen, producer, play that one for us, man. I'm going to try and make the producer play it right now, but I can't.
I love my beaming ladies.
Yes, man, we love them.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. But I don't want to push the producer too hard. Y'all call me a bad woman. I into that now. But producer, can you play Bad Woman, Make Good Man, Sleeping Policeman Han? Now listen, this song. I'm not playing these songs.
If you'd like to make
as
call.
The standard, right? I'm not saying that this is the truth. I'm just saying that these are things to consider. These are things to consider. I can just read some text until you're ready. Producer, Ms. Green, are you aware of the historical fact that the Bahamian Parliament, almost 500 years in existence, since year 1729, only one sitting member of Parliament was charged and convicted before a court of law and sentenced to prison. He wasn't an FNM, a BDP, a UBP, a Free PLP, or an SDP. He was a PLP in the Pinling government. Now, I am reading a text. I have not verified this information myself. I think I heard it before, and I think I heard it on The Guardian, but the text is saying that a PLP MP was charged and convicted in a court of law and sentenced. They're saying that his name was Wilbert Moss. He was the MP for Inagua and Mayaguana. He was convicted and sent to prison for attempting to bribe a judge a few years after the 1984 Commission of Inquiry. So it seems the PLP has always led the way in this corruption issue. That's what the texter said. That's what the texter said. You don't think like you could vote as many times? Like, if you have 10 pieces of land, you could vote 10 times, but the other people, if they don't have any land, they can't vote any time. You don't think that's corrupt? You don't think that's corrupt? You don't think that suggesting that people of African descent or of a darker hue are incapable, are unable to govern themselves and take care of themselves, and thus they must be governed and ruled by white people? And people primarily of European descent, you don't think that's corrupt? I mean, accepting a bribe is corruption. That's what it is. I'm just saying, I'm sure there's lots of corruption that came before that. Got a text that said, please, the Garland song is one of them songs. Yes, that's one of them songs. And many of these songs are songs about things we don't understand. Like the Garland song. Morning, why do they need a study? I think the text is referencing Ministry of Education. Use that money to set up mandatory summer classes for those that were out of school. Now, mind you, the ministry has published a request for proposal to diagnose all students and create an instructional recovery. It is intended that in August, training can begin with teachers, and in September, when children return to school, each child at every level will be diagnosed for learning loss, and in respect to each child, based on the levels of loss, they will have appropriately designed an acceleration program to allow them to catch up. However, in the meantime, she said, the Minister of Education, she said public schools will host summer learning academies to provide intense intervention over a 4-week period. So they're on it. I don't know if the classes are mandatory as of yet, but they're certainly thinking the same way you were thinking, Texter. Okay, Tech says, yes, Mr. Moss represented ACL, not Inagua. Also, Bill Cartwright, a founder of the PLP, went to jail for theft through land deals. I would have to verify that as well. Producer, you ready for another song? Play something for me. Surprise us. Surprise the people. Boy. There we go.
I can't understand an ugly woman and a bow-legged man. Bad woman, big good man, sleeping policeman hand. She told him all kinds of lies, how I black up both she eyes. Bad woman, big good man, sleeping policeman hand. Hey, 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 oh, oh, oh. Bad woman, big good man, sleeping policeman hand.
All right, that's Nehemiah Heal. Bad woman, make good man, sleeping policeman hand. It's possible. We're just saying that it's typically disproportionate. Now, I had a text here, the first text of the morning said, morning, Aaron, what happened to the conversation about being falsely accused of rape and not getting equal justice for lying? They said they're waiting. I played a song. Sometimes bad woman is make good man, sleeping policeman, Han. But part is interesting about this, the whole thing is interesting, Texter. But the thing, when you say, and not getting equal justice for lying. For you to say that it's not equal justice for lying, then we would need a similar case where a man has accused a woman of rape. Man has accused a woman of rape. It's determined that the man lied, but he was only given 2 months. He was given 3 years for lying, as opposed to the woman who committed the same offense and was only given 2 months. Now, perhaps what you mean is that you don't think that the penalty is sufficient or commensurate with the crime. Right? With the impact of the crime. And then I got another question. Do you think, like, if she did it to a man who wasn't a policeman, right? Who wasn't an officer, should she have gotten a lesser charge? That's the question I got for you. Texter, I see I got a call on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Morning.
That song was around from I was a young boy.
So they do the cover.
You probably acknowledged the original writer of the song.
Tell me, who's the original
writer?
I can't
remember his name, but it wasn't Nehemiah sang that over.
Okay, because you know how long... No, don't go. You know how long I've been looking for that song. I didn't even know there was an original, but
yes. This
one is a hard one. There's only one video of this song online. It's a hard one to find. But
I remember from the 70s as a young boy growing up, because I remember the song came out early one morning.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom said to my sister, you heard that song?
Yeah.
You know, she was in a Robin mood, you know, so that was A very old song.
I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
That's important to know. That's very important to know because we feel like this is a new thing, right? That these women just get bad or these attitudes have just arisen. Producer, if you can, play the song by George Simonet, Eight Babies. This song is an old song. Got a text here. Good morning, Lady Green. I love your talk shows of today. Your love for Bahamian culture is awesome and productive. Love my Bahamian woman. Blessings always with love from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Shalom. Shalom to you, mayor of Grand Bahama, too. And most of all, you know, I stand with the speaker because I stand in with the speaker and I want to stand with some of the larger issues at hand. But it's important to me because Bahamian men love Bahamian women. Many Bahamian men struggle with their relationships with Bahamian women. They struggle like internally, right? And then they struggle like in practically engaging with them. Many men struggle with how they relate to Bahamian women because of unprocessed trauma, unprocessed issues from childhood, many times with their mothers or female caregivers, primary caregivers, right? What we do know is that Bahamian men love Bahamian women, and Bahamian women love Bahamian men. And this is across the spectrum of sexuality and engagement, you know. We're not just talking about romantic love. We're also talking about agape. We're talking about familial love, communal love. Women love men, and men love women. And they need each other. In each other's lives. Something else, men sometimes struggle with the feminine within them, right? Because we all have a little bit, like we male, we all have a little bit of feminine energy. We female, we all have a little bit of masculine energy. Sometimes, you know, because of unprocessed trauma or a lack of engagement with, you know, close family ties, we become uncomfortable as we discover new things about ourselves or new aspects of ourselves. You know what Bahamian women love? They love a man who's look at them and say, I will comb my daughter's hair. I will figure it out. I will make sure it gets done. He's not afraid to embrace what we may perceive as feminine within him. And he does it so he could be a whole being and the best being for those he loves and he's responsible for. Got another text here. For your list of Bahamian songs of so-called bad women, I have two or three. Number one, Ezra Hepburn, Bangalee Jump in the Ocean. Look here, I have that on my list. I have it by Charlie Adamson. I got to find the Ezra Hepburn version. Gino D, Don't Mind That Common. Is that the same as the track Common by Eddie Minnis? Because I had Gino D, You Get Swing, even though I took it off the list. KB has a bad woman song about a wife trying to frame him with a Caucasian baby or a non-African baby. Okay, I can find that one too, KB. I had you on the good list. Now I got to put you on that other list. Thank you, Texter. So that's Bangalee. You say, Bangalee, jump in the ocean. Gino D, and I think that's Eddie Minnis' Common, and a song by KB. Another text here. That text, oh, okay. Aaron, is the text being too honest? If a woman says no, stop, it means stop. And if you don't, it is considered rape. Am I right or wrong? Men need to be schooled on what is rape. And just because you take a drive in a man's car doesn't mean he has the right to sleep with you. You are absolutely right. You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. Here's a good rule of thumb. Marriage is subjective. People determine the rules of their own marriages, right? I'm married. I ain't getting in your marriage. But here's what I'm saying. If you're married, you should expect a no. if you married and you engage, you want to engage your partner in some romance or just some sexual intercourse, you should engage. But when you hear the word no, you stop. It's time to pause. Time to talk to your partner and clarify. If you are not in a married relationship or a significant, like a partner, a real, no play partner, a real partner, if you are not in that type of relationship, you wait until you hear yes. You engage, you make a request, you try a thing, you shoot your shot, but you wait until you hear yes before you engage further. And that's a good rule. And I know you say, man, Aaron, when I'm in the club or when I'm leaving the club and I'm a little tipsy, I don't have time for all of that thinking. Well, then maybe you don't have time for all of that adult behavior then, if you don't have time for all of that thinking. And the text says, that text about rape, the first one, that text is especially for those in denial and in prominent positions who lobbied to have the charge of statutory rape and the charge of rape changed to unlawful sexual intercourse. How could you have unlawful sexual intercourse with a 10-year-old? All right, so I got about 4 more minutes. Producer, select something to play. I don't know which one to play. I love all of them. I would say play the Garland, but, you know, or Rosemary Smith, or Carmen, or Ulysse, or Love Alone. Because even Love Alone, I mean, some people argue that Love Alone is also about a bad woman. Just not a Bahamian woman, per se. There were lots of things to talk about. Dome Family's Exit Deadline. That's the headline from the Tribune. And I just had some questions. If, quote, placement there was not hurricane related, close quotes, why are those people there in the domes? Second question, what alternate housing options do exist on Abaco? Another question, who are the stakeholders to, quote, help transition storm-affected victims into more suitable homes? And if the domes were always a temporary measure, where is the mid to long-term plan for the resettlement or permanent displacement of former residents? Listen, I would just like to say to politicians and everyone in the political class, you see the people that you hired to craft that beautiful manifesto, PLP, that work of art, before you make any more statements about Abaco. I don't think you guys collectively and individually have the capacity to understand the extent to which you have faltered in your duties to the people of Abaco and Grand Bahama and to the people of the Bahamas generally. But don't mind me. It could be that I'm just one of those bad women out there ruining everything for everybody. Producer, play one song for me. Let's take these people to the break. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for joining the conversation. Tomorrow, I have guests in from Equality Bahamas, and we're going to be discussing some of these issues that you mentioned today and that we've been talking about all week. Have a great day, Bahamas. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next. And On the Clock with Aaron Green.
With enjoyment, she likes to have lots of fun. And sometimes she goes on a spree. Now she left me behind with 8 babies to mind and the house in good order to keep. Why she went a sporting and having a fine time, I had to rock those 8 babies to sleep. Singing I, oh me, rock-a-bye baby, your mother will come to you by. And by, I, oh me, rock-a-bye baby, your mother will come to you by and by. for a walk down the street. And to rise, I saw with my eyes my wife and a sailor 6 feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.